Here's your 512 Tech and Business Update. Microsoft has gotten another major government contract. Microsoft will produce augmented reality devices for the U.S. Army. The Army made the announcement midweek that it had awarded Microsoft a contract to produce augmented reality systems based on its HoloLens 2 device called Integrated Visual Augmented Systems, or IVAS. The devices are designed to help soldiers fight, rehearse, and train using a single platform. The deal has a five-year base and a five-year option to extend and could be worth up to $21.9 billion over the full 10 years. The Army's objective is to provide systems for its entire close combat force, which will mean making more than 120,000 devices. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, which is the world's largest contract chip maker, has announced that it expects to put $100 billion into advanced chips over the next 3 years to keep up with rising demand. This is a large increase over the $25 to $28 billion that TSMC planned to spend to make advanced chips this year. The company has cited industry trends like 5G and high-performance computing that fuel strong demand for semiconductor technology over the next several years. Shares of TSMC climbed more than 2% in Taipei on Thursday. Apple will no longer make Siri's voice a female by default. The company made the announcement that its mobile devices will ask users to pick from a range of voices when they set up the virtual assistant. Apple currently allows users to pick between a male and female voice as well as six different accents and will add two new voices to Siri. The changes to Siri are already available in Apple's iOS 14.5 beta and will take effect for those setting up a new Apple device when the software update rolls out more widely later this year. And Austin-based Living Security, a company that helps prevent cybersecurity breaches with human risk management solutions, has announced a $14 million Series B funding raise. This funding will help the company grow its existing platform and launch Unify, a new human risk management platform. Living Security will also be hiring. The company currently has 8 open positions with plans to hire about 20 people in the next quarter. Living Security was founded in 2017 and has raised $20.75 million to date, including a $5 million round last year. The company's platform and trainings are used by more than 100 companies, including CVS Health, Target, Verizon, and more. And that's your 512 Tech and Business Update. I'm Amy Edwards.